"My throat is cut unto my neck bone," said this child, "and as by way of kind I should have died, yea, long time ago. But Jesus Christ, as you in books find, wills that his glory last and be in mind. And for the worship of his mother dear, yet may I sing, O Alma, loud and clear. This well of mercy, Christ's mother sweet, I loved always as after my cunning. And when that I my life should foreleet, to me she came, and bade me for to sing this anthem verily in my dying, as you have heard. And when that I had sung, methought she laid a grain upon my tongue. Wherefore I sing, and sing must, certain, in honour of that blissful maiden free, till from my tongue oft taken is the grain. And after that thus said she unto me, My little child, now will I fetch thee, when that the grain is from thy tongue ye take. Be not aghast, I will thee not forsake. This holy monk, this abbot, him mean I, his tongue outcaught, and took away the grain, and he gave up the ghost full softly. And when this abbot had this wonder seen, his salt tears trickled down as rain, and gruff he fell all plat upon the ground, and still he lay as he had been y bound. The convent eke lay on the pavement weeping and harrying Christ's mother dear, and after that they rise and forth been went, and took away this martyr from his bier, and in a tomb of marble stones clear enclosen they his little body sweet, where he is now, God leave us, for to meet. O young Hugh of Lincoln, slain also with cursed Jews, as it is notable, for it is but a little while ago, pray eat for us, we sinful folk unstable, that of his mercy God so merciable, on us his great mercy multiply, for reverence of his mother Mary. Amen.
This ends the Prioress's Tale.